Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, we're here. We have many away because it's a long weekend. God bless them, but we're here to hear the word of God. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Otherwise, read from the screen above. Have you got it there? Eve, Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Isn't that a beautiful scripture? So beautiful. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I pray that your word will challenge us all to action. May we be doers of your word and not just hearers. Hearing is good, but only when we put it into action. So, Father, help us all to put your word into action today. Amen. Amen. I am so grateful that I wasn't born a donkey in Pakistan. The donkey, as you may know, is considered to be a beast of burden. For centuries upon centuries, it has carried ridiculously heavy loads for mankind. It is said that the donkey has been one of the most abused animals throughout history because people have cruelly overloaded the species. And it still goes on today in third world countries like Pakistan. I was reading an article dealing with Pakistan animal welfare on Friday, and it stated that at present, there are about 10,000 brick kilns across the country of Pakistan where at least 90,000 donkeys and mules are being used for the delivery of raw and baked bricks. We're not talking trucks, we're talking donkeys. In addition to this, donkeys and mules are also used in coal mines. In the coal mines of Kashab and Chakwal alone, about 6,000 donkeys and mules are used for the transportation of coal from a depth of up to 1,524 metres. And despite the horrendous treatment dished out to these animals, many are not even fed properly. For example, they are given much less fodder than the dairy animals. Despite this, agriculture and economic experts believe that working animals play an important role in economic development. According to their estimates, a donkey and a horse are responsible for earning the livelihood of about 8 people. And for this reason, a blind eye is turned to their torturous plight. Take a look at this poor donkey. Have you got the first one there? Look at it. Look at it. Probably never seen a brush in its life. Have you got another one there, Eve? That's very sad, isn't it? That's ridiculous. How on earth is it supposed to pull all that? Have you got that other one of the donkey with the... Yeah. Look at that. It's horrible, isn't it? It's awful. It's very upsetting to see. Sadly, people too become burdened just like donkeys. It seems the older that we get, the more experienced we become at carrying heavy burdens. Hey, those burdens just keep on coming. Life keeps throwing them at us. Some people are given huge burdens very early in the piece when they're just small children. Sexual, emotional, physical abuse are enormous loads for young people to carry. And quite often, those heavy loads determine the quality of the journey these people will have for the rest of their lives. But the bottom line is we are all burdened with sin the minute we are born. The consequences of sin is and always has been, since the Garden of Eden, man's biggest burden. The consequence of your sin is your biggest burden. Mankind has the burden of sin because he is yoked with Satan. Yoke is an unusual word, isn't it? One that we don't hear too often nowadays. And when I talk about yoke, I'm not talking about the yellow bit in the middle of an egg. Yoke was a word that was very well understood in the Bible times. A yoke, in the literal sense, is a wooden frame joining two working animals. Have you got that next picture there, Eve? It's coming. There we go. Can you see that? The two donkeys are yoked. They've got a piece of wood stretched right across and they have to move together. A yoke is a wooden frame joining two working animals. That didn't look very comfortable, did it? These working animals are joined so that the burden of what is being pulled is shared between the two animals. I'm saying it again. These working animals are joined so that the burden of what is being pulled is shared between the two animals. This is exactly what yoke meant in the Bible. However, metaphorically speaking in the Bible, yoke also describes an individual's subjection to another. Yoke also describes an individual's subjection to another. This means that mankind is born in subjection to satanic powers. The Bible very clearly outlines this fact. And because we are born in subjection to Satan, he places all manner of burdens of sin upon us with the aim of destroying us. This is how he operates. Most of those donkeys you just saw eventually will be destroyed by the weight they're carrying. It's horrible. It's awful. Now, what sort of burdens of sin does Satan get us as his donkeys to carry? I'm going to look for a donkey right now. Elise, would you please come on up here? Come right into the spotlight. Satan's donkey.
Do that again. No, oh.
That was really good, wasn't it? He loves to give us loads. Now, I want you to think that each one of these loads is a brick, all right? He loves giving the load of intolerance, especially when you're driving. He loves giving the load of adultery. They're a brick. You're not making it look like they're a brick.
I'm just showing the word, okay.
Oh, you can show them the word. All right. He loves giving the load of anger. Hold it properly. He loves giving the load of greed. He loves giving the load. Oh, he really loves this one because it makes you sort of like in a state of death. Addiction. Addiction to drugs. Addiction to smoking. Addiction. What? Addiction to food. Addiction to chocolate. This is Satan's favourite because this is the first one he got. Pride. He loves giving the load of violence. I'll leave that one to last. That's a really good one. He loves giving the load of prejudice. Yeah, maybe you can put some on your shoulders. You're not a good mule, are you? He loves giving the load of impatience. Would you please do it right? Come on, Elise. I'm tired of waiting. He loves giving the load of hatred. He loves giving the load of selfishness. Just hurry up. He loves giving the load of jealousy. I hate the look of that top you're wearing. He loves giving the load of unforgiveness. You know, when you were one, you kept me up one night. All night long you cried, Elise. And this, I think this is his yoke, fear. Satan has a yoke of fear. And she's pretty overloaded, wouldn't you say? Stay there. Because people are yoked with Satan or in subjection to Satan, they quickly become involved in the burdensome activities of his evil realm. And there is no rest when you are yoked to him and his evil realm, because he is relentless in his quest to destroy you. Just like there is no rest for the overloaded donkeys of Pakistan, there is no rest for people doing Satan's business. Satan fully abuses his donkeys. You're so silly, you're so stupid. I enjoy doing that. Satan doesn't care about you. He'll tempt you to do wrong and then kick you in the teeth when you've done it. He's good at placing the burden of sin and then guilt on your back. He loves that. Sin and then the guilt of it. But Jesus understood all of this when he said in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest, Jesus is saying. If you are weary and burdened, come to him. Cast all your cares, all your burdens on Jesus. 1 John 3, verse 8. Have you got that there, Evie? "The Son of God appeared for this purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil." The Son of God appeared for this very purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus is in the business of unloading donkeys like you and me. He gets rid of the destructive load the devil places on us because he destroys the work of the evil one. Jesus Christ dealt with your load on the cross of Calvary. He carried the burdensome load, which just so happened to be the weight of the world, on his back. In doing this, Jesus purchased us donkeys and dealt with the loads that we carry. When you become born again, you must take off those sinful burdens and lay them at the feet of Jesus. Jesus wants you, Lise, to get rid of those sinful loads, that burden you're carrying. Could you go and do that, please? Where do you lay them, Elise? Have you got that? Where are they? They're at the foot of the cross. Just lay them at the foot. Throw them at the foot of the cross. That was brilliant acting. What a talented person you are, Elise. Don't you dare hold on to any of your burdens. They're not yours anymore. He's paid for them all. They are his. They are his, and he'll take them and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness. Jesus picks them up and chucks them into the sea of forgetfulness. You might remind God every now and then of a bad burden you used to carry for Satan, the old master, and God will say, "What burden? I can't remember. I've already dealt with that one." Deal with your burdens, people. Don't keep holding on to them. Give the load to Jesus, and certainly don't take any of them back once you've let go of them on the cross. I read this little story a long time ago, and I think it's pretty applicable to what I'm saying. In the Philippines, the driver of a wagon was on his way to the market when he overtook an old man carrying a heavy load. Taking compassion on him, the driver invited the old man to ride in the back of the wagon. Gratefully, the old man accepted. After a few minutes, the driver turned to see how the man was doing. To his surprise, he found him still straining under the heavy weight, for he had not taken the burden off his shoulders, even though he was standing in the back of the wagon. Jesus offers rest to all those who trust in him completely. He does not expect you to keep holding on to fear. He does not expect you to keep holding on to drug addiction. He does not expect you to keep holding on to your insecurities. He wants you to let go of the load. So often we Christians do this very thing in a spiritual sense, but by faith we need to lay all our burdens on him. We are no longer in subjection to Satan. We are not yoked with him. We are no longer slaves to sin. We are yoked with Jesus. If you are a Christian, you are yoked with Jesus. And that is no yoke. I meant joke. Yeah, okay. If we give Jesus our sinful burdens, then and only then are we resting from the work that Satan would have us do. Because Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He really meant it when he said it. He will give you rest from the work of Satan. He goes, off with you to Satan, come to me. Satan's work is carrying burdens of sin. You don't want to do that no more. Jesus wants you to give to him the old burdens from the evil master and rest in him. That's point one, and that's the biggest point in the whole sermon. The first sentence of the verse, let's go back and find the other treasure that lay within the verse. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You know, I was thinking last night, do you know what I think Jesus' yoke is? It's not a hard plank of wood. It's not fear. I think his yoke is love. We're attached to him through love. I think that's beautiful, don't you? Jesus is telling us to take his yoke of love now and put it on. Put it on. We've got rid of Satan's yoke of slavery. And by the way, Satan is not gentle and humble. He's abusive and full of arrogance and pride. Now we have to put on the yoke of Christ, who is gentle. This is how Jesus describes himself, and he does not lie. He is gentle, humble. How amazing. The God of everything is humble, not even slightly abusive. He's the best master ever. In fact, your master becomes your best friend. Like two oxen are yoked together to do work, that's what Jesus wants us to be with him. God's got a job to do, and we will only learn from him if we work with him. You got to work with Jesus in order to learn from him. Otherwise, how would you know what to do? Yes, you read your Bible, but then you've got to put it into action. A lot of people cry to God and say, I want to know more about you, Lord, and yet they do nothing in the cause of Jesus Christ. How do you learn about God? How do you tell how How? By working with him. The scripture says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Do you want to understand Jesus? Do you want to know him and the power of his resurrection? Do you want to become more like him? Well, work with him. God's got a job to do. Are you working with him? Are you working with him? He hasn't burdened you. He's actually gifted you to do his work. The minute you got hit by that Holy Spirit, there's a gifting that comes. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of us don't want to do that. A lot of us want to get yoked with Jesus and then pull and say, no, Jesus, let me just lead you my way just for a little while. Follow me, Jesus. You see, Jesus, I want to do this and I want to do that and the other thing, and then I'll do your thing. But life becomes very miserable as we pull against the one who is not able to be swayed from the direction that he's going. You don't pull Jesus your way, you go his way in the manner that he tells you to. You're the baby donkey, he's the big donkey. Think about it. We are originally created to be in subjection to God. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were in subjection to God. It was a beautiful relationship, but they were in subjection to him. How blessed they were. If we are not subjected to him, then we will not have true rest. Remember the story of Jonah? Pastor Bree spoke about Jonah a couple of weeks ago. God gave him a job to do. He said, Jonah, go and tell those sinful people in Nineveh that if they don't turn up from their evil ways, they will be destroyed. But Jonah didn't want to do that. You've got to be kidding, Lord. There's no way I'm going down there. They will probably put me to death. So Jonah headed in the opposite direction. Jonah broke the yoke that God had placed around his neck. And what happened? He was in a storm until he finally did the will of God. In other words, Jonah was not at rest until he did the will of God. You see, when you are not doing that which God has told you to do, there is no rest. There is no rest. You might be a frustrated Christian today. Well, can I just say, you need to think about what you're doing. Are you really doing what God wants you to do? We need to follow his direction. If we do not, then we are not truly yoked with him. How can you be? And we will not learn from him. Jesus wants you to put on his yoke and learn from him as you do. That's point two. Now for the final point, point three. The verse ends with, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, what happened to Jonah? He went to Nineveh and they were all so ready to hear that message, weren't they? He was so disappointed at how easy it was. He was kind of hoping that they wouldn't really, that they would reject his message. That's what he wanted. He got very upset. But they were ready. God knew they were ready to hear his message. When we are yoked with Jesus and when we move with him in the direction that he is going, our life becomes a life of rest because his burden is light for us who are yoked with him. Hey, he's great to be yoked to. He's the strongest in the universe. I wouldn't want to be yoked with a poodle. No, you want to be yoked with something that's really strong. In life, when you develop a meaningful relationship with a person, you share all their good points, but also you share their problems. And some people have incredibly serious problems which are otherwise called baggage. If you marry a person who has a serious anger issue, then you will experience their anger and share their load. If you marry a person who has a gambling problem, then you will share their financial burden if they do not bring it under control. And I've spoken to a number of people that have had that experience. If you marry a person who struggles with jealousy, then you will have a fiery relationship and carry their problem. This is why you must be very careful with whom you marry. Because some people bring huge baggage into marriage and your once easy single life suddenly becomes burdensome by someone else's baggage. True? We've all met people like that. The Bible talks very clearly about not being unequally yoked. It's common sense. But the final point is, our relationship with God cannot fail and is not burdensome because He is perfect and true, without blemish. He has no baggage of His own because of His perfection. He is the best leader ever. He does not go the wrong way. He does not make mistakes. Therefore, His burden is incredibly light. In fact, as I said before, His burden in reality is your blessing. His burden is your blessing. Relationship with God is a win situation. He takes our load from the old evil master and gives us rest. He tells us to be yoked with Him and to learn from Him, and this gives us rest. And then the yoke we share with Him is easy, and His burden is light because God doesn't carry baggage but blessing. In fact, everything that God wants you to do, any work that He gets you to do, brings a blessing to you. I don't care what it is. Whatever God tells you to do will bring some kind of physical, emotional, spiritual blessing to you. That's why God said to give. That's why we're having our missions next week. That is going to bless you if you give to those missionaries. Anything that God tells you to do brings a blessing to you and your children and to the friends around you. It's a beautiful rippling effect. To me, it all sounds too good to refuse. So my question to you is this. Are you carrying an unnecessary load? Are you carrying an unnecessary load? Because that load will make it hard for you to serve Jesus. Because if you are, you need to give it to Jesus. Get rid of the load. I don't care what it is. If it's not His, you're not meant to be carrying it. So throw it at the foot of the cross. Even good intentions of some things really aren't about His will, His load. Get rid of anger. Get rid of resentment. Get rid of jealousy. Get rid of laziness. Get rid of unforgiveness. Get rid of that adultery. Get rid of addictions and promiscuous behavior. Get rid of fear. Get rid of prejudice. Get rid of greed and impatience and intolerance and pride. Oh, there's so many of them, aren't there? Lay it all at the feet of Jesus and put on His light, easy, comfortable yoke of love. How can we resist that? But you've got to get rid of it. I think the Heavenly Father is speaking to us very clearly today. I've come to the end of my message, but I'd like you all to bow your heads and close your eyes. And I would like you to give yourself some self-reflection. Have a think. Say, God, if there's something in me that is not of You, I want You to pinpoint it so I can give it to You. If there's something I'm doing that is not of You, I want You to pinpoint it so that I can change my way and make sure I am not a servant of Satan. I want to be Your servant, Jesus. Have a look. Have a think. The truth is, if you have something, God has been talking to you already. This sermon is just stamping that fact. You need to deal with it. Even if it's something that seems so normal, you know it's not of God. And you've got to deal with it. You've got to deal with it. And God is speaking to you in love, and His kindness leads you to that place of repentance and getting rid of that thing in your heart that you know you should be getting rid of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just thank You that You've been speaking to us all. You've been speaking to me too, Lord. Lord, we can laugh and joke, but this is a serious topic. Father, I pray that we will take our relationship with You very seriously. And Lord, I pray today that if there's anything that You've pinpointed in us, anything at all, I pray that we will be obedient today and lay it at the cross. Let this day be a watershed day where we say, no, I'm not carrying that anymore. I refuse to carry that. That is not mine. I'm working for Jesus now. I'm working for Him. I'm getting rid of it. And I want you to just imagine the cross and to lay whatever it is down at the foot of the cross, whether it be impatience, anger, jealousy, pornography, any kind of addiction, unforgiveness, anything, rebellion, anything. Lay it at the foot of the cross. Jesus, we thank You. We thank You that we are on Your mind and that You love us with an everlasting love. Lord, it is a privilege to work with You. It is a privilege to walk with You. Lord, You were so badly abused. Mankind threw His absolute worst at You, and You carried that heavy load. You carried Your cross, and You carried the weight of the world. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Lord, when we saw those horrible donkey photos, Lord, it gives us a picture of You, just how beautiful You are and how wonderful You were for us, to us. Lord, I just thank You. I pray that we will never take for granted the load that You've carried. And may we not abuse You by carrying loads that are unnecessary, Jesus. We thank You for Your word this day. And we give You all the honor, all the glory, all the praise for Your goodness towards us in this beautiful scripture that You've given to us today. Amen. Amen.